WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are investigating a criminal mischief report from 3 different areas of the city last night. According to the report, 9 vehicles had the back glass shot out by a BB gun in the area of Willow Pond and Crepe Myrtle off Graham Road. 12 vehicles were damaged in the Barracks Townhomes development, and 11 were damaged in the area of Fincastle Loop and Southern Plantation. CSPD estimates $9,600 of damage was done. The ones responsible remain at large. After the Bryan City Council has a budget proposal for the next fiscal year that includes no change in the property tax levy and no change in utility rates, they heard from 26 speakers telling them to fix what has caused flooding and compensate victims from flood 6 weeks ago.
After Mayor Jason Byanski announced 5 agenda items related to flood control and victim compensation were going to be delayed until a future meeting involving FEMA, everyone who signed up addressed the council.
Until we hear yay or nay from FEMA, my children and I live in limbo with cardboard walls.
Every time it rains, we move our cars out of the driveway and garage, sometimes in the middle of the night. When we leave town for the weekend, we roll up our rugs and put our furniture up on blocks.
Try diverting money from the drainage funds every year specifically for these projects, not just for new developments, but for your existing channels.
I've lived on Burton Creek for 20 years. I have yet the city employee in Burton Creek cleaning it out.
The 5 flood-related items pulled last night includes a proposal to divert 8 cents of the property tax, amounting to $4 million, to pay for flood control projects. The president of the Bryan Firefighters Association spoke in opposition. As for the proposed fiscal year 2017 budget, Bryan City staff say it includes 3 more police officers, 3 more firefighters, and paying Brazos County 911 for more police dispatchers. That makes up half of next year's additional expense for personnel. Bryan City employees would receive a 3% pay increase. Employees in the city will each contribute 3% more towards health insurance. Public hearing on the Bryan City budget will be held August 23rd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The date has been set for a public meeting on an application of a West Bryan manufacturer to increase the amount of pollution it releases. State Representative John Rainey of Bryan, who made the request involving San Gobon Ceramics, says the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality will have what it calls a public meeting July 28th. At last night's Bryan City Council meeting, there were 4 public speakers against San Gobon's request. Richard Woodward of College Station was among those calling on the council to ask for a contested hearing.
That's going to affect us in College Station just as much as it affects you all here in Bryan.
TCEQ's public meeting on the 28th will be at the Hilton Garden Inn on University, located across from Veterans Park, starting at 7 p.m. The first declaration has been made for a local political office in this November's election. Current College Station Councilman John Nichols has announced he will run for mayor. Nichols, who is the current mayor pro tem, is finishing his 2nd term on the council. He previously served on College Station's Planning and Zoning Commission and Parks Board. There will be a new mayor as Nancy Berry moves to the Brazos County Commission. The first day to file for College Station mayor and city council is Monday, the 25th. Another increase in the number of burglaries in Bryan has led police to initiate a new reward program called Stop Sticky Fingers.
Anyone with information on someone who is stealing stolen property, you know, is breaking into these houses or breaking into these cars, people who may be buying stolen property, receiving stolen property, trading stolen property, anyone who's putting their hands on that stolen property, we want to know, you know, who they are.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says the phone number to make a report is 979-209-5452. More information is also available on the Bryan Police Department's social media. WTAW News Time is 9 after 6. It's 80 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW. Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Prosperity Bank, Majorsmiles.com, and Subway.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So you've got bedbugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 6:10. Our weather brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Partly sunny, breezy, and hot today with highs of 95 to 100 as high pressure remains anchored off to our east. Shows no signs of moving through the end of the work week. We're clear to partly cloudy and warm overnight, 75 to 80. Sunshine for tomorrow. Highs will be 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows will be 75 to 80. Partly sunny Friday. There could be an isolated late-day storm. Highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Axe took the stage for SEC Media Days yesterday. I'll have statements from Kevin Sumlin and some of the players. Also in the Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the American League topples the National League. I'll have all the details coming up for you in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So, yeah, it's another hot day today.
Yep, hot and hotter.
80 at 6. That's great. That's,
Woo!
Second time this week? Second time this month? Is
yeah.
that right?
Something
80
like that.
At yeah. 6. Yeah.
Well, and there's, yeah, once again.
Yeah.
Like, go outside and just, if you don't want to dry your hair inside today going to work, just roll the window down and stick your head out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Work by the time you get there. All right, so, early Tuesday morning, police officer Oceanside, California, tried to pull over a car for a minor traffic violation. Car didn't stop. So, of course, the chase ensues. Authorities say the driver meandered through the city for nearly 20 minutes before pulling into a parking lot of a jailhouse. Driver got out, ran, climbed over the fence into the area where the prisoners are taken for booking.
So he's...
Which is just what happened.
One step ahead of the game.
That was exactly it. For some reason or other, maybe they thought that that was going to work out well for them. It really didn't. They still got charged with all the stuff that they would have. Had they not taken the police through a meandering chase of 20
say,
minutes.
Meandering, that's a great descriptive word. Doesn't that mean just kind of like slowly going?
Just moseying.
Yeah, mosey. Mosey works. Yeah.
Info.
Mation. Oh,
they didn't want a speeding ticket.
No, on top of everything else.
Right.
It's like sauntering in a car. Meandering.
Are you guys behind me? Oh, I'll go where you guys are going. I'll meet you there.
Yeah. That where we're going? Okay. I'll get there first. That work.
Oh.
Why are your lights on? It's getting in my eyes.
You know, it makes me smile when I hear the big banks trying to convince you they act like a community bank. I say, why don't you try the real thing? Brenham National Bank, serving the Brazos Valley since 1933. Member FDIC.
Since 1933, serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Day 195 it is. It's July 13th. It's a Wednesday. Got 171 of them to go. It's Embrace Your Geekness Day.
That's every day for me.
Okay, there you go. It's Barbershop Music Appreciation Day.
Hey, all right. I like barbershop
it
music.
It is good. Gruntled Workers Day. Okay. If you're a grunt. I'm fairly gruntled. I think this is, you know, it's a pretty okay place to work.
I feel pretty gruntled myself.
Yeah. Again, inside work, no heavy lifting. And bestest of all, National French Fry Day.
Oh.
Now, I don't understand why French fries only get a day. Probably ought to get a quarter. But, I mean.
They do, really.
All the things you can either do or not do with them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, some people like to just do the fries, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But you can dress them up if you want to and put stuff all over them and or not. You know, in Europe, they eat them with mayonnaise.
Yeah.
A little different. Don't get the sweet potato fries. I don't understand that.
Oh, really?
Just don't know.
Well, they're pretty good.
Love me some sweet potato fries.
But see, how many? See, you could eat, I could eat one. That's fine. It's okay. But that's the idea. With French fries, how can you eat one?
When I eat fries, I like to eat the fancy sauce where you take the ketchup and the mayonnaise and mix it together.
Oh, listen to you. Yeah. Well, I got a place in downtown Bryan that I like, and they have a special sauce that for the fries. Which
is good. They sprinkle it with some magic.
Yeah, they do. That's a magic place, there's no doubt. But the other thing is, I mean, if you can't get them at a fast food restaurant, I mean, if you're going to make them at home, or do you make them at home? You just wait till you go out.
I just wait till I go out.
Yeah, I typically don't make them at home.
Because back in the day, there was a thing called the daddy fry daddy or something, which was actually this little thing that, you know, you'd put oil in and you could actually cook. Well, that's fine, except then it splatters all over the counter.
Yeah.
You got to clean it up. And then what the hell do you do with that
oil
thing when you're done with it?
Yeah.
Right? And then your kitchen smells.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's why probably one of those things to do. I never hear anybody say, hey, come on over, I'm making homemade fries.
Right. I'm not going to lie. I'm jealous of Paula Deen's setup where she's got like a fryer just built into the countertop.
Sure. Must be nice. Yeah.
She's got people.
Fryer,
right. She's got people. Yeah.
But it's probably better to just, and you know, you got to say it, McDonald's does a pretty good job.
They do.
I mean, that's just.
They do. If they're doing something right, it's the French fries.
Yeah, that's it. Okay, we just burned 4 minutes on fries, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
They deserve it.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
But don't burn the fries.
No, okay, that's right. But we do have a ton of birthdays.
We do. Let's see. Stephen R. McQueen is 28 today, and that name sounds familiar because he's Steve McQueen's grandson. The Steve
grandson?
McQueen. Grandson? Grandson. Okay. Yeah, he plays Jimmy on Chicago Fire, apparently.
Oh, good one. Yeah.
Colton Haynes is 28. He was Roy on Arrow. I watched that show, so that's pretty cool. Ken Jeong is 47. He's the guy from The Hangover, of course. And
he's
Community.
Awesome. He's a doctor in real life.
Is that right?
In real life. And he acts, obviously, but he's a doctor.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he was one before he got into showbiz. And that's like, you know, his first big role that people know him as is the doctor from
Dr. Ken.
Yeah. From Knocked Up, you know?
Anyway,
Spud Webb is 53 today. And, of course, he was the guy who won the slam dunk contest in 86, even though he was just 5'7".
Little short guy.
Yeah. Tom Kenny is 54. He is SpongeBob SquarePants.
There you are.
Oh.
Does the voice. For him.
Cameron Crowe, 59 today.
Okay.
We all know him. Michael Spinks is 60.
That was Leon, wasn't it, earlier this week?
Yeah, that's
Leon
right.
Leon Spinks, okay.
And they both won gold medals at the 76 Olympics.
Okay.
Very cool. Tony Kornheiser is 68, of course, host of Pardon the Interruption on ESPN. Cheech Marin, 70 today.
Oh, right, and collecting bets. Who knew with his lifestyle he could make it to 70?
Right?
Good for him.
Oh,
yeah.
Man, him and Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
Man. Roger McGuinn. Mm-hmm. Is it McGuinn?
It is.
He's
McGuinn.
He's 74. He's the Byrds lead singer.
Yep.
Harrison Ford is also 74 today.
Uh-huh.
With Han Solo and Indiana Jones. And Patrick Stewart.
Country music star
Patrick Stewart is 76 today.
Wow, so those last two, those are like old guys in space, huh?
Yeah.
They came in and recommended a carbon filter system, and that has been amazing for me. It's taken away all the dust, which is crazy because living out in the country, we have tons of dust just from our gravel road, and we have cattle, so all of that comes in. So they come in once a year and change out that filter, and it's great.
Call Barker's Heating and Cooling, 979-314-0618. Barker's, the premier Linux dealer in Bryan College Station.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
According to Gateway Pundit, President Obama's ignored a request made by a police union to light up the White House in blue in honor of the 5 Dallas police officers killed in last week's attacks. Now, while flags were ordered at half-staff to honor the victims, a request from John Adler, president of the Federal Law Enforcement Officers Association, to illuminate the White House in blue has thus far been ignored. President Obama wasted no time illuminating the White House in rainbow colors after the Supreme Court's ruling on gay marriage. but honoring our brave police officers, well, you'd think it'd be a no-brainer, right? What are you waiting for, Mr. President? Is this accidental, or are you the cop-hater-in-chief that Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark says you are?
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He's the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night. And guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's two-for-one offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special two-for-one offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep-healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
Do you or a loved one suffer from chronic pain? If so, register at 979-436-0434 for our free Chronic Pain Self-Management Program, a Stanford patient education program. Workshops will be held at the Texas A&M Family Medicine Clinic starting July 21st at 12:30 p.m. That's 979-436-0434.
There are a lot of job sites you can choose from.
And they all offer an insane array of choices and options.
But when I'm looking to hire a new employee,
I go to the site that specializes in local jobs and local job seekers.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Nobody connects local job seekers with local jobs more often or better.
It's comprehensive, fast, easy to use. I can find local resumes and get local applicants quickly. Find a great employee from the community you love. Your community.
Our community.
AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. You may not really want to know what's in your beer, but you're about to find out. The six biggest brewers, including AB InBev and Miller Coors, plan to add nutrition labels to beers, including Heineken and Corona, detailing the number of calories, carbohydrates, and alcohol in each brew. The voluntary step was met by criticism from consumer advocates who called on the industry to include ingredient information on bottles and cans. Brewers say they'll provide the information online or on cardboard packaging. The six brewers account for more than 80% of U.S. beer volume. Construction starts for new nuclear reactors fell to zero globally for the first half of the year as the atomic industry struggles against falling costs for renewables and a slowdown in Chinese building. Last time there were no new reactors started over a full year, 1995. Nissan today launched a suite of semi-autonomous driving functions, saying they are intended to assist and not replace drivers. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. So call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How much can you save? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $35,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-95-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Don't spend thousands more than you should. Call 866-957-8335.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You're all aware of the ad that says you can get an insurance quote in 15 minutes. Well, I just saw another ad that said 15 minutes is too long and they can give you a quote in 7.5 minutes. Has your time become so precious that you need to get an insurance quote in 7.5 minutes? At W.E. Gibson, we know your time is valuable, but we also know that what you're insuring is valuable. That is why when you look to us for your insurance needs, we won't waste your time, but we will make sure that we take all of the time necessary to examine your particular needs and to explain the coverage and options available to you. This may take more than 7.5 minutes, but when we are done, you can be assured that we have offered the best coverage at the best price available suited to your individual needs. So call W.E. Gibson Insurance at 694-1555 or come by our office on the corner of Longmire and Deacon. We will make sure your time is well spent.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment, Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Good morning, it's 6:25. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast, it's brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest. Or they're located at Wilton's.com. Wilton's, you'll find furniture, supplies, and a bunch more, continuing all the stuff we've been having, which is high temperatures around 96 or 97, heat index around 105, winds out of the south at 10 to 15, gusting 20 miles an hour. Not going to change, as Rob said. Got a high pressure off to the east that's just hanging this stuff in here. Can't get through it. Do have a slight chance of showers on Friday night at 20% and maybe Saturday and Saturday night at 20%. But that's just about all, kind of the pop-up kind. And once again, right now, we're sitting at 80 degrees. Relative humidity is 94%. Winds out of the south at 12 miles an hour.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates. Zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor. 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,595 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you could buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Sometimes when we take a big risk, a little voice inside tells us not to. Should we listen to that voice? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Brought to you by MSC Opus. Expect the unexpected with the 44th season of MSC Opus. Season and single tickets are on sale now at mscopus.org.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-885-5757 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-885-5757. That's 800-885-5757. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you ever taken on a challenge that seemed like a good idea, but when it came time to actually doing it, you were scared to death? That was your brain talking.
Our brains are wired for a default position of security, stability, and consistency. That served us well for much of our evolutionary heritage. However, it also produces a great deal of stumbling blocks for us to do things that are ultimately in our best interest.
David DeSalvo, author of the book What Makes Your Brain Happy and Why You Should Do the Opposite.
While I'm not, you know, advising that people become reckless and take on every risky proposition that comes their way, I think that taking on some of those things is generally better for us than not. One of the examples I use, my wife, who had this interest in skydiving but never explored it, but she really challenged her thinking and decided, you know what, I'm going to take this head on, and she did. And it ended up being one of the greatest experiences of her life.
The willingness to take on a challenge and accomplish it leads to a level of satisfaction that is hard to find anywhere else. And David says often you find that the anticipation and the fear is much worse than the reality.
You know, you take someone who's scared to death of roller coasters and somehow convince them to get on a roller coaster. And a lot of times people will say, you know what, I'm going to go ride this other roller coaster now. They've overcome this challenge and now they want to do it again and again and again.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
It's all new, all true, and it will inspire you. So get ready to expect the unexpected with Opus Season 44. This year's lineup includes the blockbuster musical Jersey Boys, sponsored by Tom and Mary Kirk of McGregor, Texas. The Christmas-tastic Elf the Musical, sponsored by Aggieland Credit Union. The jaw-dropping talents of The Illusionist, live from Broadway. And an opening night concert with Lyle Lovett and his large band. Tickets on sale now at mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31, 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Prepared for minor emergencies to major trauma, CHI St. Joseph Health is always ready. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. College Station police are looking for one or more suspects after 32 vehicles were damaged last night. The first call came around 10:45 from the area of Willow Pond and Crepe Myrtle Streets near Graham Road. According to the report, 9 vehicles had back glass shot out by a BB gun. Shortly after taking the reports, a call came from the 3300 block of General Parkway in the Barracks development where another 12 vehicles had broken glass. While officers were working on those reports, an additional call came in from the area of Fincastle Loop, Decatur, and Southern Plantation, where a total of 11 vehicles had been damaged. The approximate value of total damage is $9,600. Anyone with information is asked to call CSPD at 764-3600. Property owners in Bryan, whose valuation did not change, would not be affected by next year's city budget if the council approves it as presented by staff yesterday morning. But those recommendations did not take into account a large and vocal group calling on the city to compensate victims of May floods and take the steps to eliminate future flooding.
That was the consistent message from 26 speakers who spent more than 1 hour before the council.
We have no place to live at this point. We're expecting another child, our fourth, in 2 weeks. And we come before this council to urge it to provide some kind of hardship relief.
The city has been collecting drainage fees for over 40 years on our BTU bill. Everybody sees it. But that money has never been reinvested into our drainage.
I'm like the lady that just got through talking. I'll be glad to sell my house. If you know somebody that wants to buy a house that floods, I'll be glad to sell it to them.
I have friends who don't live on Hudson Creek, and they woke up in the night and walked into their bathroom, and they were standing in water. And it was a creek full of dead trees. And that's part of the problem.
There's currently been drainage needs of over $67 million identified for the city of Bryan. The city of Bryan is currently spending less than $1 million a year.
I don't know how the city allowed this by not maintaining everything. We would like y'all to do something. We would love to get our lives back on track, and we can't do that.
The crowd came to hear the council consider 5 flood relief proposals. Mayor Jason Byinski announced before public comments all that was going to be postponed until there's a town hall meeting involving FEMA.
I've personally had flooding issues myself. I don't have answers for what FEMA can and can't do. I haven't gone down there and talked to them yet.
One of the 5 proposals would divert 8 cents of Bryan's property tax, or $4 million, to flood relief. That was opposed by the Bryan Firefighters Association, according to President Daniel Buford.
Have everybody understand that it is with great concern that reallocating those funds could ultimately impact the community's public safety, as well as the citizen safety, your first responder safety.
As for other portions of next year's Bryan City budget, no changes are proposed for electric, trash, water, and wastewater customers. More than $1 million in new employees would be added,
halves in public safety for three more police officers, three more firefighters, and paying the 911 district for more police dispatchers. Bryan would add another animal control officer, a fifth building inspector, and an eighth parks maintenance worker. City employees would receive a 3% pay raise and would pay 3% more for health insurance. The city would also contribute 3% towards health insurance and, for the first time, fund retired employee medical benefits. The public hearing on the Bryan City budget set for August 23rd. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
2 weeks from now, you have the opportunity to speak and ask questions about a West Bryan manufacturer wanting a state permit to increase the amount of pollution at its plant. The public meeting, which follows opposition to preliminary approval of the state permit sought by Sangoban Ceramics, will be held the evening of July 28th. Four opponents spoke at last night's Bryan City Council meeting, including Tim Touchstone of Bryan.
Why should we cater to any business who wants to save money by not installing proper scrubbing equipment or other technical means to reduce emissions? The technology is there. They need to use it. Otherwise, they should not be allowed to operate.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality received the meeting request from State Representative John Rainey of Bryan. Rainey says he wants the agency to hear from those who are concerned as well as those who support the application. The meeting on the 28th will be at the Hilton Garden Inn on University, located across from Veterans Park, starting at 7 p.m. The format starts with an opportunity to ask Sangoban employees and TCEQ staff about the permit request. After that, formal comments will be received by TCEQ. Almost 2 weeks ahead of the start of filing for this November's local general election comes the first campaign announcement. Running for College Station mayor is current Councilman John Nichols. That position will be vacated after Nancy Berry joins the Brazos County Commission. Dr. Nichols, a professor emeritus at Texas A&M, is finishing his second term on the council. The council's current mayor pro tem has also served on College Station's Parks Board and Planning and Zoning Commission. The first day to file for College Station mayor and council is Monday, the 25th. The Bryan Police Department has started a reward program for those who report those who commit or plan to commit a burglary, as well as those who buy or sell stolen property.
We're calling it Stop Sticky Fingers. Every day, we are responding to burglary reports. Almost every day, and whether it be a vehicle burglary, a residential or commercial burglary. And it is on a slight increase at this point.
Officer Kelly McKeithen says thieves are often repeat offenders and know how to avoid detection, and victims don't know what's happened until hours and sometimes days later, which will make it more difficult to recover property and file criminal charges. The phone number to call to make a Stop Sticky Fingers report is 979-209-5452. And the Pokemon craze, it's meant additional business for Texas A&M Police. Tweets from UPD include an illegally parked car being rear-ended so hard that the second car had its airbag deployed. The driver of the car had exited to catch a Pokemon. And the occupants of what was reported as a suspicious vehicle parked after 1 in the morning near an unidentified building also turned out to be playing Pokemon Go. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 80 degrees. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
In life, you can't always prepare for the unexpected, but you can turn to the hospital that's always ready. For 80 years, CHI St. Joseph Health has served as the region's premier health system, and now we're expanding our commitment through our new Emergency and Trauma Center at our leading regional hospital. With larger private rooms and shorter wait times, we're prepared for anything from minor emergencies to major trauma. There's a reason CHI St. Joseph Health is the highest level trauma center in the region. We're always ready.
Your company's copiers and printers are essential to employee productivity. Don't lose valuable time due to unreliable office equipment. CTWP is the Brazos Valley's source for digital office products. CTWP carries a full line of black and white and color multifunctional imaging systems from the best equipment manufacturers in the world. And we provide reliable service and support for all of our products. Keep your business running smoothly with CTWP. Call 979-587-6435 or visit ctwp.com today.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
Aggieland Carpet One presents Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale.
Need new carpet? Now's the perfect time to get the brand that combines irresistible style and incredible stain resistance.
Stainmaster's 30th Anniversary Flooring Sale at Aggieland Carpet One is your chance to save up to 40% on select Bigelow Stainmaster carpets.
Our Aggieland Carpet One experts will save you time and money while you enjoy the beauty and comfort of these super performing carpets.
Plus, on approved credit, get special financing that makes it easy to have the carpet that's right for you. Only for a limited time and only at Aggieland Carpet One.
Take advantage of our great selection of tile, natural stone, and wood at incredible prices.
Come see us today at Aggie Lane Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Beautiful. Good morning. It's 640. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Leaders in foundation repair for more than 30 years. They also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Sunshine, breezy, and hot for today. Temperatures around the region climbing to 95 to 100 once again this afternoon. Overnight, we're clear to partly cloudy and will fall back only to 75 to 80. Sunshine continues into tomorrow. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon, 95 to 100. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 75 to 80. The outlook for Friday, some sunshine, maybe a shower or a thunderstorm. Highs Friday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll have those comments from Kevin Sumlin and the players from SEC Media Days yesterday. Also, in Major League Baseball, the All-Star Game has the American League taking down the National League again, and Manny Pacquiao returning to the ring. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Woohoo! Manny!
Manny the man!
That's right. You know, he's a senator. In the Philippines.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, he's taking a break from that apparently for the fight.
Become box.
I mean, that's...
Best not disagree with him on the floor. Yeah, bad stuff could happen. So it's A&M's SEC day, and they really took a back seat. I mean, that by comparison to the Mississippi schools and all that foolishness that's going on. My goodness.
That's okay. We'll just answer it on the field.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you listened to Doug Gottlieb yesterday, but he was discussing this kid who they're going to let play at,
Mississippi
at
State.
Mississippi State. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the video of him hitting that woman. And,
yeah. And Dan made a bit of a miss.
He said he's thrilled to have him there.
Well, so I think he kind of sidestepped a couple questions.
Yeah.
And then finally someone asked him, and they said, how would you feel if that was your wife or daughter?
Ah, okay.
And Dan said, my wife or daughter would never put themselves in that situation.
Yeah.
And he took a lot of heat, as you can imagine.
Yeah. But not wrong. I mean, what he said was not wrong.
Yeah,
I don't know the details of the situation. Yeah. I just think it came off as
arrogant.
It was her fault.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
that's what it comes off as.
If you heard Gottlieb, and he talked about it for quite a while, he said he watched the video many, many times, and it was, if you know their background, and what he is saying is that college football, what Mullen is saying is, let me take this person out of that environment. He has a better chance to succeed if he comes to a college campus and is around people who are high achievers. If he stays where he is, only that will escalate, that behavior will escalate in a very negative way.
I mean,
kind of paraphrasing what
and
Gottlieb
I don't disagree
says.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the age-old adage of, you know, lie down with dogs, you get up with fleas. You
sure.
know, I mean, that's...
And I think he brings up a wider picture that college coaches look at. I can remember going all the way back to when I was in sports and talking to Jim Howler, who was the Baylor basketball coach at that time, and he said, you know, it's pretty stunning when you get out of your car and you walk into a recruit's house and he lives in a house that has dirt floors.
Right, yeah.
And he said it. We were discussing it from the standpoint of kids who burn through money when they sign with the NBA, and he said, I'm surprised it doesn't happen more often. And then he related to me the story of how he'd gone to a recruit's house who lived in a house with a dirt floor.
Wow.
Now,
the thing you risk is if something, there is an incident on campus later on with this young man, and people are going to look back and say, hey, you saw what you were getting into. He's done it before. And so, but that's a risk that obviously Dan Mullen and the rest of the Mississippi State program are willing to take.
Well, and apparently there's going to be, hello?
Scott.
Yes.
You played basketball?
Yeah. No. Did the coach your show? No. I know. I did play basketball, but not very well. Anyway, but then I think Ole Miss is going to have some problems before the end of the week. Apparently there's going to be more stuff announced on them on Thursday. So.
And you know what? If we have to take a back seat to that, I'm okay with that.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Right. Yeah, low
sure.
key.
Well,
low
all,
key.
Yeah, I was going to say, all our stuff was good. Yeah.
Our gentleman looked very, very nice yesterday. Yeah. All looked nice and spiffy.
That's a good thing. Yeah. So this whole idea about, you know, talking about stuff like Mullen did or stonewalling, as some people do. You remember Loretta Lynch? Loretta Lynch was out stonewalling yesterday. She was building some great stone walls, as a matter of fact. Just talking about this whole FBI email thing. And she basically, one story I saw, said that 74 times she refused to answer the questions of the committee members. And, of course, they got really, really angry about that because they felt like she was stonewalling. And there are a whole bunch of things having to do with that whole FBI investigation, like Hillary not having to be under oath, no transcripts, no recordings. That does make you kind of wonder.
Well, you know, there's no reason whatsoever that this should be going on if everything is on the up and up. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, sure, I can understand, you know, maybe by principle, if everything is the way they say it is, if everything's hunky-dory, then by principle I can see occasionally saying, okay, I don't want to answer that because, you know, I don't have to or whatever. But to do it this much clearly says something is wrong. They've done bad things.
Look over here.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll talk to Congressman Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. Paul Ryan did a town hall meeting last night on CNN and is doing everything he can to try to be a buddy with Donald Trump, but it's very, very difficult for him, obviously. Also, Mike Pence appeared with Donald Trump last night. That was his trial, I guess, for a possible VP. We've already done this with Chris Christie, and we've done it with Newt Gingrich, and now Mike Pence. He's the third one, and I think there's a retired general, don't recall his name right now, who is a possible VP candidate. And the platform committee of the Republican Party is getting together and meeting in Cleveland ahead of the convention. So a lot of that stuff going on. And on top of all that, as if that were not enough, is that yesterday John Kerry wanted to remind people that we are going to keep the promise that the president made of welcoming 10,000 refugees in here. Okay, just remember. Remember, we talked about that like a month ago, 2 months ago, something like that, and then it went away. He's just reminding you that this year it's going to happen. Okay, 10,000 of them coming to our shores.
Is there a specific state or area of the country that they typically go to?
Well, they should put them in a transitional place. I don't want to say a halfway house because that's not right, but they should put them in some sort of an enclave where they're all together, at least for a little while. But then, from a safety standpoint, from a security standpoint, it would seem to me you need to disperse them well across the area so that they can't create some sort of an enclave within the United States.
Right.
And I think that's part of what the concern is. You don't want to be cold and mean-hearted and not let these people come in if they have been vetted properly.
Right.
But still, don't let them create a caliphate inside your country. You
absolutely
can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Integration is not necessarily a bad word.
No, it's not. Well, actually, yeah, they need to. Well, and then don't get me started on you need to speak English if you're going to be an American. But, you know, what the heck, that'd make a lot of people mad.
Looking for an optometrist with vision? Urban Optics is the Brazos Valley's new choice for the ultimate in complete eye care. Dr. Matthew Green's Optical Center offers the latest in eye technology to keep your eyes in optimal health and provides a customer experience like you've never seen before. Urban Optics accepts most major vision insurance providers. Visit Urban Optics in South College Station on Highway 6 next to Celebrity Spa and Salon, or call 690-0888 to schedule your appointment. Urban Optics, optometry with real vision.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If your landscape is looking a little drab and overheated, and if you'd like a few plants to give it a lift, consider Container Color. Pot up a few hot weather annuals and prepare to be dazzled. Buy nursery plants that have been growing in the same kind of lighting which they'll get in their new containers. If they're going into a hot, sunny location, choose plants that have been out in the sun at the garden center. Second rule is to give them enough space they won't become crowded and root-bound. Use large containers and a loose, highly organic potting soil that will hold the moisture well. I'll be back with some suggestions of the best plants, hot weather, full sun flowering plants, right after this message. Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble. They're affordable and they offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and more than 30 colors from which to choose, their backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, their pre-engineered bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit them online at MuellerInc.com, MuellerInc.com, to get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, click on the color selector tool to make choosing the perfect combination of colors an easy decision. To find out more about Mueller Steel Buildings and Metal Roofing, call 877-2-MUELLER today. That's 877-2-MUELLER. Again, the website, MuellerInc.com. If you're looking for a little spot of summer color, here are some plants that will give it to you, and they'll be happy with the sun and the heat. Firebush is our starter. It's a short annual plant in most of Texas. It is perennial in the southern half of the state. Not actually a shrub at all. It has coppery green leaves and tubular salmon-colored flowers that drive the hummingbirds wild. It grows to 18 or 20 inches tall and wide, and its colors become even more beautiful with fall's cooler weather in a few weeks. Purple Fountain Grass is a fine companion plant for many yellow or white flowering annuals. It grows to 20 to 24 inches tall. It tops itself with creamy red plumes. It's a perfect complement to the deep purple foliage. Trailing lantanas, Gold Mound and Silver Mound, are still my favorites, but they're hard to find. Trailing Lavender and its white counterpart is very available. New Gold is the yellow trailer that is most common, and they all love the heat. Lantanas are made for Texas heat. There are several varieties of pentas with colors ranging from deep red and pink to orchid and white. The newer, more compact forms that bloom more heavily make excellent container plants that are nonstop bloomers. Copper plant is an old favorite. It laughs at the sun. As with firebush, the foliage turns more brilliant, rust red in the fall. Now, it's a foliage plant. I promised you flowering plants. This one's just foliage. But let me tell you, it's spectacular come fall, and there's some exciting new varieties on the market. You also will see a lot of new coleus varieties that have been bred to hold up to the sun, even in Texas, sun-tolerant coleus. The original varieties, Plum Parfait and Burgundy Sun, tested by Texas A&M, are still out there and very available. You'll get a lot of color from Esperanza or Yellow Bells. This great little vining leaning plant has really caught a great deal of attention. And promoted heavily by Texas A&M over the years, it is a wonderful plant. Gold Star Esperanza. It's available in almost all independent retail garden centers across Texas. And finally, crotons. Crotons have hit the big time. They're used in beds, they're used in pots, they're used everywhere. We used to use them just as houseplants. You can bring them inside if you have really bright light over the wintertime. I'm Neil Sperry. Insects you don't need to worry about will be the subject of our next program, Happy Gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. It's 6:54. Texas A&M head coach Kevin Sumlin and a number of players participated in the unofficial kickoff to the season on Tuesday as Texas A&M took center stage at the 2016 SEC Media Days in Birmingham. Coach Sumlin said this season is important.
I think every season I've been there has been crucial. You know, we knew what we were signing up for when I got there. I think it says a lot that, you know, people expect for us to compete for a championship in the first 4 or 5 years when 5 years ago they didn't think that was going to be the case. So you take the good with the bad. We've set the bar, and we get that.
Sumlin also stated the team's been working hard to get ready for the season.
We've got some things that we need to get done. I think people who are close to the program understand that. But I think it also says a lot for people to expect us to be where, you know, to be a championship program. And that's what we want to be.
Defensive lineman Miles Garrett, when asked about new QB Trevor Knight, said that he brings something new to the program.
A confident leader at quarterback. What we needed. I mean, we had a lot of young guys who were, you know, who had to prove themselves. And we had Trevor Knight, who's already proven himself. He's confident in himself. And, you know, we know he has left for the game. We know he's he can play at a high level. And, you know, he's beat the best.
Wide receiver Ricky Seals-Jones said that cohesiveness between the team is what's important.
I kind of think we just feed off each other. You know, we just go out and just have fun with it. You know that, you know, whoever gets the ball, they're going to make something happen. And so I think we just have a lot of trust in each other to just go out each play and just have fun doing what we do.
SEC Media Days continue today and go all the way through Thursday. In Major League Baseball,
swing and a bouncer towards third. Donaldson gloves. Goes to Nunez at second one. Return to first. And that's a double play. That is the ball game.
There was a time when the National League thoroughly dominated the Major League All-Star game, but those days are long gone. The American League has won the Midsummer Classic for the fourth straight year by banging out a pair of second-inning homers and working out of an eighth-inning jam to beat the National League 4-2. David Ortiz was embraced by his AL teammates near first base after exiting his final All-Star game. The popular Big Poppy plans to retire at 40 after this season with Boston. In other Major League Baseball news, the Athletics' search for a new ballpark will be confined to Oakland, although Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred says the exact site is up to team owners. The A's considered building a ballpark in the Southeast Bay city of Fremont, but then scrapped the plan in 2009. They hoped to move to San Jose, but were blocked by the San Francisco Giants, whose territory includes that Silicon Valley city. In the NBA, Spurs coach Greg Popovich bade an emotional farewell to Tim Duncan's playing career, calling the now-retired Spurs star the best teammate anyone could have known. Sounding as if he were choking up at times and wearing a T-shirt with Duncan's face printed on the front, Popovich spoke at the Spurs practice facility in San Antonio. Duncan announced his retirement after 19 seasons on Monday. Here's what Coach Popovich had to say.
He's made livings for hundreds of us, staff and coaches, over the years. Just came to work every day. Came early, stayed late, was there for every single person. He's irreplaceable.
Pop and Duncan teamed for 5 NBA championships during Duncan's run. Manny Pacquiao plans to return to the ring in November against an opponent who has yet to be selected. Promoter Bob Arum says Pacquiao has received permission to take a break from his new duties as a senator in the Philippines to take another fight to be held November 5th. Pacquiao said before his last fight in April that he would retire. And Jordan Spieth calls his withdrawal from the Olympics, quote, probably the hardest decision I've ever had to make in my life. Spieth says he's a huge supporter of Olympic golf and playing for the United States, but he says health concerns over the Zika virus led him to sit out the sport's return to the Games for the first time since 1904. Spieth says he understands people's skepticism.
I can understand why people are skeptical. They're as passionate about the Olympics as I am. They also are not in my shoes. So I feel that many, if not all of you, would have made the same decision I made if you were in my shoes. Whether you believe it or not, so be it.
The top 4 players in the world rankings are all skipping the summer games. Spieth was the last of the big 4 to make his decision after Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, and Rory McIlroy withdrew from Olympic consideration. And that's a look at your sports update brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It's summertime, and I'll bet you'd like to spend more time goofing off and less time mowing your grass. Hi, this is David from Kairos Truck Center. We have great deals on zero-turn riding mowers to help cut your mowing time in half. Make quick work of your yard with Ferris, Hustler, or Cub Cadet mowers for zero money down and 0% interest. Remember, We can make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Come see us today at Kyra's Truck Center on Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan. Give us a call at 979-778-7481.
If you're like most when it comes to having a lawnmower, four-wheeler, or other small engine equipment repaired, it's a ridiculous hassle. You have to borrow or rent a trailer, haul it to the repair shop, wait for it to be repaired, then repeat the process to get it back. Not anymore. Simply call Ace Hardware, 979-279-3003. Ace picks up the equipment, repairs it, and brings it back. For lawnmower, four-wheeler, or small engine repair, your local Ace is the place. Call 979-279-3003 for your Ace repair today.
Let's check some weather. Oh, like you didn't know what it was going to be anyway. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System.